Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Develop a Positive Mindset and Attract the Life of Your Dreams is a self-help and personal development book by Richard Banks that focuses on reshaping the way readers think so they can improve confidence, health, relationships, and overall direction in life. The book presents positive thinking as a practical skill rather than a vague attitude, linking it to goal setting, resilience, emotional control, and daily habits. Based on the available descriptions, it combines motivational guidance with concrete frameworks such as growth mindset, neuro-linguistic programming ideas, cognitive behavior techniques, gratitude practices, and morning routines. Its purpose is not simply to inspire, but to help readers understand how thought patterns influence behavior and how deliberate mental habits can support lasting change. The book is aimed at readers who want a structured introduction to mindset work and personal improvement. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, positive thinking is presented as a trainable discipline, not a fixed personality trait. A central idea in the book is that a positive outlook does not happen automatically. It requires consistent effort and repeated mental practice. That framing matters because it shifts the reader away from passive hope and toward active self-management. The book treats the mind as a tool that can be trained to support better choices, more confidence, and stronger emotional stability. Rather than suggesting that optimism alone solves problems, it implies that thought patterns shape how people interpret setbacks, make decisions, and respond to pressure. This makes the book useful for readers who want a practical entry point into mindset work. The emphasis is on intentional change, noticing negative self-talk, replacing unhelpful assumptions, and building habits that support a more constructive internal environment. In that sense, the book aligns positive thinking with discipline, repetition, and personal responsibility rather than with wishful thinking. Secondly, growth mindset and resilience form the book's framework for handling setbacks. The book places strong emphasis on growth mindset, resilience, and recovery from failure. These ideas work together to create a model for coping with difficulty without collapsing into self-doubt or pessimism. A growth mindset encourages the reader to see ability and character as developable, which supports learning and improvement over time. Resilience then becomes the practical capacity to recover after disappointments, errors, or stress. This is important because the book does not treat a positive mindset as denial of problems. Instead, it frames setbacks as part of the process of becoming more capable. By focusing on bounce-back ability, the author gives readers a way to interpret challenges as useful information rather than as proof of inadequacy. That makes the content especially relevant for people struggling with discouragement, confidence issues, or repeated obstacles. The analysis is not highly technical, but the core logic is clear. Mental flexibility helps people endure adversity and stay engaged with long-term goals. Thirdly, the book links thought management with practical behavior change in daily life. One of the most distinctive parts of the book is its connection between internal thought patterns and external routines. According to the available descriptions, it includes practical exercises, action planning, gratitude practices, and morning rituals as tools for sustainable improvement. This gives the book a behavior-oriented structure instead of limiting it to abstract encouragement. The reader is shown that mindset change becomes real only when it is expressed through repeated actions, such as starting the day with intention, choosing constructive focus, or creating a clear plan for progress. Morning routines are especially significant because they suggest that early habits can shape attention, mood, and discipline for the rest of the day. Similarly, gratitude is presented as a mental practice that can redirect attention from lack toward value and possibility. These elements make the book more concrete than many purely inspirational titles, even if some reviewers felt the advice remained more theoretical than procedural. Its basic model is still practical: think differently, act deliberately, and reinforce the new pattern through routine. Fourthly, success is defined in personal terms rather than by external comparison. The book repeatedly encourages readers to define success on their own terms, which gives it a more individualized approach than standard achievement-oriented self-help. Instead of treating success as a uniform standard based on status, money, or external approval, it asks readers to examine what meaningful progress actually looks like in their own lives. This is a useful distinction because many people become stuck when they measure themselves against unrealistic or borrowed expectations. By emphasizing personal definition, the book supports clearer goal setting and a more sustainable sense of motivation. The reader is invited to connect goals with values, which can make improvement feel more coherent and less performative. This also ties into the book's broader message about joy and meaning in everyday life. A positive mindset is not only about future achievement, but also about the quality of present experience. In that sense, the book frames success as an integrated outcome of perspective, habits, and self-understanding rather than a single destination. Lastly, NLP, cognitive behavior ideas, and self-talk are used as tools for mental reprogramming. The book draws on neuro-linguistic programming and cognitive behavior therapy concepts as part of its strategy for changing the mind. While it is not a clinical manual, it uses these ideas to show how language, interpretation, and repeated thought patterns influence emotional state and behavior. That focus on mental reprogramming reflects a common self-help approach. If a person can identify negative loops in thinking, they can begin replacing them with more useful internal scripts. The inclusion of inner critic management and negative thought pattern reduction suggests that the book treats self-talk as a major driver of confidence and action. This gives readers a framework for understanding why they may feel stuck even when they know what they want to do. At the same time, some criticism of the book indicates that it may be stronger at naming these methods than at fully explaining how to apply them in detail. Even so, its distinctive contribution is the attempt to connect mindset change with recognizable psychological tools rather than with generic encouragement alone. In conclusion, this book is best suited to readers who want a broad, accessible introduction to mindset change, especially those interested in confidence building, daily habit formation, and the relationship between thoughts and behavior. It will likely appeal to people who prefer personal development books that combine motivational language with practical themes such as gratitude, morning routines, goal setting, resilience, and self-talk management. Its main value is not in offering a highly specialized psychological system, but in presenting a structured overview of how positive thinking can be translated into day-to-day action. Compared with many books in the genre, it stands out for bringing together several familiar self-improvement tools into one coherent framework and for tying them to a personal definition of success. At the same time, readers looking for highly detailed step-by-step instruction may find some sections more conceptual than operational. For that reason, it is strongest as a mindset primer, useful for reflection, useful for motivation, and useful as a starting point for building healthier mental habits. If you would like to support Richard Banks, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.